Blog Talk Radio. Well, I'm gonna play some music, and I'm gonna get into the message, and then I'll start bringing people on the air. Amen. Okay. Well. Here we go. Start this off with Amazing Grace. Wasn't that a lovely song, huh? Okay, let's play some more here. Here we go with Be Where I Am.
All the hope we have.
we've got, we also have Pastor Kent Hopper with us tonight as well. Okay, I'm going to bring my Pastor Leroy and Pastor Kent. Alrighty. Just give me a second here. Okay, let's bring on more Pastor Kent and Pastor Leroy. Hey, the trio is back again and together.
All right.
Hello, Pastor Leroy, you there?
Yeah, man. Merry Christmas to you and your family, to Tony F. and Pastor Kent. Are you really here?
Nope. It's my out-of-body experience.
My co-host, my brother on the Pastor Kent show, Pastor Kent. I'm so glad you were on here tonight, man. I love you, brother.
Well, I had to be here because it's a Christmas thing.
Love you all. All righty. Well, anybody got a topic for tonight they want to talk about?
You know, this is Christmas Eve here, man. This is Christmas Eve. Here in the United States, in Canada, all over the world, man, this is the night before Christ was born. Here I am, man. I'm a poor man, was born in Harlem, New York, and I was brought up in the Bronx, man. And I'll tell you what. I love the United States of America, and I love Canada. I love them both, man, because we're part of North America. We're together. What
Amen.
The hell is that?
Pastor Kent, is you okay
yes.
over there? All right.
I'm fine.
Well, we had a show earlier today for Christmas Eve about the coming of Christ into our world.
Hold on, Pastor Kent.
Yeah.
What happened to Pastor Kent? Did Pastor Kent have a heart attack? Where are you, man?
Nope. I'm right here.
What happened?
Nothing. Why? Nothing.
Well, anyway,
happened.
We had a show earlier about the coming of Christ, okay? And it was a great show. What do you think, Pastor Kent?
Well, I spent a long time on that message. It took me about 6 months to write that message. And there was a lot of detail in it.
Yes, there was.
You know, I go right back to the very beginning of Genesis, where our sin began, and why that happened. Oh, there they are. I couldn't find my glasses.
Well, did you find them?
Oh, I found them. They were exactly what I should be, but I wasn't looking. I wasn't looking there.
Okay. Well, like I said, the trio is back together again. Everybody is listening in the chat room, Brimshaw, Gavin Moore, Elijah's partner. We got Pastor Leo and Pastor Ken here. Okay. Hopefully this is going to be a good show. Well, I have a little something I prepared. I gave from first 15. I gave it's a small devotional. Let me bring that out for everybody. I can you sit back and listen and enjoy. The story of the prodigal son moves my heart to dwell into the depths of God's limitless grace. I find myself in every facet of Jesus' words. I identify with both the son's rebellion and the power of the father's love. As children of God, we are in constant need of reminders about God's mercy toward us. When the world rejects us, God calls us in. When the world writes us off, God clothes us with righteousness and honor. May this transformative story of the prodigal son guide you to a deeper and more intimate relationship with your loving Heavenly Father. No single passage of Scripture has impacted my life in greater ways than Jesus' parable of the prodigal son. I find myself in every facet of the story. I see my own sin and pride and foolishness of the son's derision from the father. I see the despair and this destitution that results from my own sin as the son longs for the stop he feeds the pigs. I see my desperate need for forgiveness, grace, and restoration in the son's return. And more than anything, I see the unfathomable grace of my Heavenly Father as the father in the story runs out to praise his disobedient and wayward child. Rather than beginning this week on a prayer of the son of my own thoughts, they tell me that the entirety of Jesus' words and transformative story to impact your life. Ask the Holy Spirit for fresh eyes today. Find yourself in Jesus' words. I pray that you will feel the selfishness and rebellion in the prodigal son. I pray that you will feel the despair and readiness to come from sin and separation from the Father. And I also pray that you will feel the loving embrace of the Heavenly Father as the heart of your God is clearly displayed through this life-changing story. There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of property that is coming."
One fucking word he is.
And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all the he had and took a journey into a far country.
Jesus Christ.
And there he squandered his property in the reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country and began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of the country who sent him into the fields to feed the pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will rise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. So treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he ran and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring prisoner the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring a fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. And then my son was dead, and he was alive again. He was lost, and he is found.' And he began to celebrate."
Ken.
Yeah.
Ken.
Yes, hello. Can Can you all hear me? Believe me, we're having some technical difficulties. I don't know. Okay, can you all hear me? Okay, I guess you can't hear me. Oh, you hear me, Brimsel? Okay. I didn't know if you could hear me or not.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. I was wondering. Now, the other son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, look at these many years I served you, and I never disobeyed your command, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours come, you have devoured your property with prostitutes. You killed a fatted calf for him, and he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. And it was fitting to celebrate and be glad for this. Your brother was dead, and now is alive. He was lost and is now found. That is Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. So place yourself in every facet of the story. Find your own story of redemption and reconciliation in Jesus' words. Where do you need the grace of your Heavenly Father today? What part of life needs the redeeming love of God? So turn to the Father and confess your sin. Confess your need of His embrace and forgiveness and allow Him to forgive and heal the areas of your life wrought with destruction of sin. So we are in constant need of God's grace. We will never live a perfect day. We will never step outside an enemy's need for unconditional love and forgiven by our Father. So sin robs us of the abundant life available to us in Jesus every day. And until we allow God to forgive and heal the sinful places in our life, we will not experience the tremendous power and grace of our Heavenly Father in those areas. So may you spend the entirety of your day wrapped up in the arms of your Father. May He speak new identity over you as a child, both forgiven and empowered for freedom. And may you experience the abundant life only found in receiving the overwhelming and free grace of God. I highly suggest you read Romans chapter 6. Okay, it'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. Well, I hope you all enjoyed that. And Pastor Kent, would you give us an altar call?
I certainly will. If you're lost and don't know where you will spend eternity, the answer can be very simple. Revelations 3, verse 10 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. It's a very simple prayer. It's just, Father, forgive me for my sins. I now accept the everlasting gift of eternal life. And in return, I will forgive those who have trespassed against me. Help me to live your way and under your understanding. If you did that prayer, and you're now a Christian, and you're now a child of God, and your name is written down in the book of life, and if we don't see you here, we will see you in heaven above. Please call the show, press 1, and come on and share your testimony. What's the number, Pastor Ken?
Yeah, it's area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And press that one key, and you can come on live. Amen.
You know, the one thing I want to say, that I don't know who that was in the background, but they were being very rude to you. And I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know who it was either. It's only you and Pastor Leroy in the queue. Okay, so it had to be, if it wasn't you, it had to be Pastor Leroy. Okay, so. I apologize if you couldn't hear me. It wasn't me. It must have been Blog Talk. So I hope you all heard that message. It was a good message that I read. So Pastor Leroy, what's going on up there in the Bronx?
Look here, man. Am I still on the show?
Yeah, you're on the show.
Okay, I thought you had me on mute, man.
No, I didn't have you on mute.
No, I thought I'd been on mute for the last 30 minutes. Pastor Ken, I love you, brother, and I love Pastor Kent. I don't understand what's going on. I've been on mute for like 35 minutes, but you say I'm not, but I can tell you that I was on mute for all that time. Nobody would bring me on, but thank you for letting me be on your show tonight, Pastor Ken.
You're welcome. But you weren't on mute. I promise you that. Okay? You weren't on mute. I had brought you on, and you had talked earlier, and I hope you remember that. So anyway, Pastor Kent, what's going on up there in Canada? Anything major?
What's going up here in Canada? Cold, frigid, but, you know, anybody who gets a snowstorm who knows me can blame me for this one, okay? So I'll raise my hand, and I'll tell you that it was me who asked for a white Christmas. And I don't know, for me, Christmas isn't Christmas unless it's white. You know, the last couple of years up here, we've had a green Christmas, and it has felt like Christmas. But today, if you look outside this window, you will see that there is snow on the ground, and though it may not be much, it's still a white Christmas, because there's no more green.
Yeah,
and all I can say to that is, praise God, thank you for answering prayer.
Amen. Well, unfortunately, there's some people in certain states of the country where there's 23 inches of snow.
Yeah, I know. When you can blame me for that, I'll take the blame for it. Yeah. you can give me 50 lashes with a wet noodle. Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead. I'll take it. No problem. You know?
All right. Well, okay, at least you got your wish for a white Christmas. We don't have that
Amen.
Down here in San Antonio. We don't have that in San Antonio. Okay? It really, really snows here.
Yeah. You know,
and today it was a beautiful day here. Okay? It was probably in the upper 60s. Okay? Beautiful windy day.
Not here. It was like minus 15, minus 20 with the wind chill.
Wow. That's cold.
Yeah. So, because this is Christmas Eve, do you mind if I share something, Pastor Ken?
No, go ahead.
Well, you were saying that on the show earlier today with me that we went through the beginning and the foretelling of the birth of Christ. Now, if you want to find that story, you can go to the Blog Talk station, which is Father's House, or you can go to Genesis 3, verse 15, where it talks about the seed of the woman. Genesis 4, 24, where it talks about the line of Seth. Chapter 9 talks about the line of Semei. Chapter 12 talks about the line of Abraham. Chapter 21 talks about the line of Isaiah. And then chapter 24 or 25 talks about the line of Jacob. And near the end, chapter 49 talks about the line of Judah. And you can go to 1 and 2 Samuel. Now, if you want to join the show tomorrow, the show is going to be mostly about 1 and 2 Samuel. This is the most exciting time of the year for me. I love this time of year. And I'm one of those crazy Nuffbar Christmas fanatics that play Christmas music in June. I just love it. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no special time for Christmas music.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you. I have often played Christmas music back in August myself. Okay, in September and October. And I always get...
The reason... You always get what?
I always get criticized for playing Christmas music early.
Ah, Bob Humbug, I say. And the reason I started, or we started in Genesis 15, is because that's where it's the promised seed. I will put enmity or distance between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
How is this even worse than that?
And
I think I'm
bruised
here,
so.
Huh?
Okay. I'm going to have to mute Pastor Leroy. Go ahead, Pastor Kent.
Because this is where the woman and Adam sinned. And this is where it all began. Why we could not go back to heaven. Because of that sin. But there is punishment for sin. And the devil paid a dear price for that. He had to run around on his belly for the rest of his life. Now, how would you like to squirrel on the ground and wiggle around on the ground? How would that be for you? Probably not very pleasant.
Nope.
But that was the punishment for sin. And in Genesis 3, verse 15, I'll finish with this, Pastor Ken. First is a prophecy. Second is a warning. Third is a promise. But above all, it is the foundation for many promises and the beginning of many road signs that follow down the path of Scripture. Now, if you want to hear that whole message, you can go to Father's House and look it up and have a listen. And Pastor Ken was there with me because there are certain words that I'm forgetful on. I'm not really good with Hebrew, but he is. So he helped me with that. And I appreciate that. And when you look for the link, you will find Father's House with Pastor Leroy and guest pastor, Pastor Ken. Because I couldn't have done a proper job without Ken being there. Because he explained some of the scriptures better than I could.
Amen.
And this is
Amen.
Why I love Pastor Ken so much. And for those of you who don't know, Pastor Ken is the one who ordained me on 2015. It was on September the 15th. In 2015 is when Pastor Kent ordained me.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And I can see I do a good job, okay, by doing such.
Well, you know what? Not goes without, it doesn't go without saying that without my mentor behind me, over the years you taught me, I wouldn't know what I know today. And I thank God every day for you. Because you're
well, thank you very much, Pastor Ken. I appreciate that. I really do.
And I'll tell I'll tell you this. Anybody who knocks down Pastor Ken is obviously not understanding how great of a minister and how knowledgeable this man is in the Bible. That's all I got to say on that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ken. I appreciate your talk about me. I appreciate that. I guess we haven't got any callers here. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to bring Pastor Leroy back on and see what's going on. Pastor Leroy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I don't understand why you put me on mute. I feel like I'm the minority here, man. And I get it.
I put you on mute because there was noise coming from you. And Pastor Kent was talking.
Hold on, wait. I understand that. What you say? You put me on mute for what reason?
Because noise was coming from you.
Okay, I don't understand what that means. Noise was coming from me. I think that's an excuse. But all due respect, Pastor Ken, you know I love you, brother. But you put me on mute for many minutes tonight, man. And that kind of puts me like a second-class citizen, man. Like maybe I'm not part of your show. Now, Pastor Ken.
No. There was noise coming from you is why I muted you. Okay? Okay, not because of any other reason. Okay?
All right, I'm going to let it go. It's Christmas time. I love you, Pastor Ken, and I love you, Pastor Kent. I'm going to let this just slide tonight. Because it's Christmas Eve, and here on the East Coast, we got 2 hours Christmas Day. But let me say this, man. It is cold here. Damn cold here in the Bronx, man. It's like 8 degrees tonight. We've been through some serious cold in the last 2 days here in New York City. Cold we haven't experienced.
Well, I have to mute that. Okay, go ahead, Pastor Leroy.
Cold.
Hello, Pastor Leroy.
Yeah, I'm here, man. We had a lot of cold here in the Bronx. What the hell was that, Pastor Ken?
It was coming from Pastor Kent. It sounded like he was moving something.
Well, that's cool, man. It's been very cold here in the Bronx. The temperature for the last 2 days has been under 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Been a long time that we've experienced this kind of cold here in New York City. So I am freezing my ass off, and my wife and my two granddaughters are here. Just go up there, man. Tell me they're freezing because I don't have the heat set at the temp. They want me to set it at 72 degrees, right? I get that, man.
Yeah.
Most people like 72 degrees is good. But in my house, what I set my temperature at in the wintertime is 54 degrees. And if you don't like it, then hit the pipe, man. Or put a lot more covers on your bed, man. because I love the cold weather here in the Bronx in New York City, man. And it's cold tonight. But this kind of cold is even cold for me. But you know what? Screw them grandkids, Mick.
I'm sorry, Pastor Leroy. Yeah. Okay, let's bring back on Pastor Kent. Okay, Pastor Kent, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had to meet you. There was some noise coming from me, like you were moving something or something.
It's okay. No, I was eating the sausage. So that's my bad.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Pastor Leroy says it's cold where he is. He says minus 6. Well, come on up here. It's minus 20 with the wind chill. Come on, join me.
okay. Well, that's okay with me. I'm gonna say goodnight to everybody. God bless. And I'll see you, Pastor Ken, on your show tomorrow at 4 by my time, 5 your time. And Pastor Leroy, I'm sure you'll be joining us tomorrow. So I'm going to say God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. And see you on the show tomorrow.
Merry Christmas,
y'all. Merry Christmas to everybody. And Merry Christmas.